This Friday, 1st of May, Cork Cancer Support are launching Walk with Warriors and inviting people to walk for 30 minutes per day in honour of the cancer warriors in their lives. And I'm delighted to say that joining me on the line now is General Manager of Cork Cancer Care Centre, Linda Goggin-James. And you're very welcome, Linda.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. Now tell me, how did the idea for this initiative come about?
Well, it started with one of our girls in the office, Claire, who supports cancer warriors. So we said, because of the lockdown and people feeling very isolated at home, that we would get people to walk, you know, every day, kind of motivate them. We were doing it through our Facebook page, motivate them to walk, get out, obviously keep it within the 2 kilometres, just some bit of exercise, because people are become very hermit-like when they have cancer and they don't move, and the fear of moving. So we were saying, even if you're exercising around your garden, that you're moving, it's for mental health as well as physical health every day. And then, as you know, we're not government funded or HSE funded. We're funded by the people of Cork who support us. So it was a way, someone said, wouldn't you do a fundraiser for this to raise money? So we sat and we spoke about it, and we came up with the idea of doing this virtual kind of walk with us, but it was actually to walk to honour the person in your life who has cancer, or someone who, in memory of somebody who had cancer and passed. So people are doing it now, getting on board that they're going to, from the 1st of May to the 30th of May, do 30 minutes a day, whether they're going to walk or whether they're going to exercise, but make it a fun thing to do with your family, something during the day, just 30 minutes out of your day that you forget what's happening, and just exercise or walk, whatever you want to do.
And it's so important, isn't it? Because I would imagine the fear factor, particularly if you're suffering from cancer at the moment, or if you've had it, that heightened fear must be nearly 100-fold at the moment with everything that's going on.
Oh, it is, 100%. I mean, we all, at the moment, are living in very, very strange times. A few people have said to me, when Leo made the announcement, it sounded almost like they were talking about the Third World War was starting, and it became very frightening. But when you have an underlying health condition, that just magnifies it by 100 times. You're terrified to move. Their immune system, especially if they're going through cancer, is so low that they're really terrified to do anything. So we still have our counselling available to people. We're not closed, which we keep saying to people. We're virtually there. Our doors are closed, but we're still available for people to attend their counselling through Zoom or Skype. So the counsellors are still there. The phones are manned. So we still speak to people every day. We speak to our warriors either through our WhatsApp group, or we send emails, which we call them wellness checks. They go out every week to people. So making sure that they know that there's still help there and there's still people there to talk to.
You mentioned funding there earlier on, and indeed the lack of it. And while all this COVID-19 is going on, we do hear of the impact that it's having on retail outlets and on the economy in whole. But I think sometimes we forget about the very real effect that this is going to have on organisations who are solely dependent on fundraising. How hard are you finding it at the moment?
We've been hit very, very hard because we're a small charity. We're a charity that's only here about 8 years. We're not funded in any way outside by government or HSC funded, which some charities are, which is absolutely fantastic. But we're not. We're a small charity. We're funded mainly by the people of Cork, really, just by the people of Cork. So we have been hit very hard. All our events have been cancelled. They were in March and April, May, June, July. We had events because you have to plan ahead. So we have been hit very hard. There's no money coming in the sense of that way. So the Walk with Warriors campaign was really to help us to keep the doors open, that the doors can open again when this lockdown is over with, please God.
And that must be very worrying, particularly for you as the general manager. You must worry about the future of it, do you, when it's so hard to bring this fundraising in?
I do worry about it because I'm actually with the centre 5 years, and I see the difference it makes in people's lives. I've seen people come in and be at their very, very lowest going through cancer, and then seeing them a few months down the line and it's like two different people. The centre gives so much support, as well as counselling and all our holistic therapies. We do our yoga, we do our meditation, which is still online. We do it every week on a Wednesday. We still do it live from our centre on a Wednesday, the live meditation. It makes a huge difference in people's lives. And I think if something happened and we weren't there, it would have a huge effect. I have cancer warriors on the phone to me who have done the journey and are doing very, very well now, said, Linda, if it wasn't there, I would go into a panic, because it was there when it helped me, but I'm finished now and I know I'm doing well. But if I thought I couldn't go back to it, it would be devastating to them, you know. So it's, these services are so important that people are able to access them and get help that they need when they're going through cancer. And as well as the families, because people forget we not alone help somebody who's going through cancer, but it's also the family. So it's like a web. We support everybody around at the time when this cancer comes to your home.
And tell our listeners, for people who are not aware of Cork Cancer Care Centre, how did it all come about?
It started back in 2011 when a lady called Anne Dowley-Splann, who was on the journey herself with cancer, decided she wanted to look for a support centre, some place that she felt that she could be more open and speak more open about her journey and the journey she was on. It was called originally the Girls Club Cork. So it was women supporting women. So she opened it in September 2012. And we're just, as you go into Paul Street Car Park, if you look to the right, we're an old stone building and you'll see the Cork Cancer Care Centre outside. It's a 9-room premises. So we have 2 holistic rooms. We have a large counselling room. We have a very big meditation room that's on the very top floor. The next floor down is our meeting area. We're also the Blankets of Hope. So we're the people who deliver the blankets to all the oncology wards right across Cork, and they go to Dublin as well and a few other areas in Ireland. In October, November of last year, we realised that we hit the 20,000 blankets, and that's in 5 years. So people on their first day of chemo or first day of radium, they'll receive a blanket from a nurse, and the blanket comes from our volunteers to say, look, the journey is hard, but we're here and we're thinking about you. So it's, the centre gradually built over time. I'm very, very lucky. Everyone who works with us inside there, whether they be counselling or holistic therapists, are all volunteers. So there's 18 in total. So we support people in every way that we possibly can. The only thing we don't give is medical advice, because we're not a medical advice centre. We're just a care centre.
It's an amazing legacy, isn't it, when you look back that Anne left behind her?
I was very, very lucky to be able to personally be beside Anne. I met Anne through a friend of mine who was going through cancer, a lady called Kira, who was a very good friend of mine, who was diagnosed and sadly passed in 2014. And I met Anne through Kira, and I worked with Anne from until 2017. She was an amazing lady. She lit up a room when she walked into it, but her understanding of what people were going through, her open heart was just fantastic. The legacy had to go on. The difference she has touched to people's lives, she has touched, and since, even though Anne's sadly not with us anymore, we're still touching people's lives, and it was really her legacy that made it continue.
Yeah, it's amazing that the work you do, it really is. Let's get that back to the event itself that's happening. So on Friday, how do people register for it? How do they get involved in
this? That's right. They can register. All they have to go to is our website, the Cork Cancer Care Centre website. And they look for the heading of Walk with Warriors. And they go into the page and they just send this email. It's free registration. So they just send their email and we'll send them back a thing called a bib, which is like saying why you're walking. It's like a little cert, and it's saying I'm walking the walk with warriors, whether it's for somebody is in your life now or somebody who passed with cancer, we ask people to post it on their page, their social media page, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, and add a donate button. And the donate button will be to Cork Cancer Care Centre. So to ask people to donate, to sponsor them while they're doing this walk for 31 days.
It's an absolutely brilliant idea because it adheres to all the social distancing. It adheres with all the restrictions that we're in at the moment. And it's raising money for such a good cause at the same time.
And it's people saying to, I'm doing this for somebody who means a lot to me in my life or has made a major difference in my life. And I think it's a lovely way to honour people as well, to say, I think you're fantastic. Because I think people who go through cancer, and the reason we call them warriors, I have to be honest, I hate the word survivor. It's like you just survived. But a warrior is somebody who continues to battle. And cancer is a disease that we continue to battle for the rest of our lives, whether it's mentally or physically. So warriors is very important, a word to use in that sense. So that's why we have that walk of warriors. I personally am doing the walk for my own father, who passed very young in his 40s from bowel cancer. So there's every home has been touched in some way or another.
Yeah, it is, and it's one of those things, and I agree with you. I like the word warrior because I do also feel that the people going through it are absolutely warriors, but it takes an army of warriors around them to help them, and like family members are warriors, do you know?
Exactly.
I'm similar to you. I lost my father to cancer as well 5 years ago, and you are effectively, the family unit has to become an army of warriors around that person to help them through it. And it's great to see that your support services reach out to the families as well.
Well, when you think of it, Linda, at the end of the day, if you don't support family, you're not supporting the person's foundations. The foundation to anybody is their family or their friends, their carer at the time. And if you don't support that as well, you're not supporting the person.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's very important that that's done as well, that you're supporting the person, because you would have remembered when you were going through it with your father, the helplessness that you feel as they're going through it. If there's somebody out there to sit and talk to you and say, you know, help you along the way to support the person in your life with cancer, it makes it so much easier.
It does. And it helps to know that it's okay to feel helpless. Everybody feels it. It's okay to feel it. It's natural, because effectively you are helpless to a degree. All you can do is be there for the person going through, but it does help to have somebody to say, do you know what, that's okay as well.
Yeah, as we say, I say to people inside, you're going to get days where you're going to call it a couch day, whether you're the person going through it or the person who's supporting someone, which is a very tough job to do, to be honest. But that's fine, have your couch day, lie in your couch, have your couch day. But remember, you have to get up the next day and keep battling.
Yeah.
So we all will have our moments where we feel, I can't cope with this today. And that's okay. Take your time out. But remember, you must get up the next day again.
Exactly. Because that's what warriors do, isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly.
Linda, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Just remind people again, so how they can register and get involved in this.
So how they can register is that they go to our website, which is the Cork Cancer Care Centre. .ie, and they will go to the page that's headed Walk with Warriors, and there they will send an email. They'll find a link to our email. If they don't want to go to that, the link to the email is info2@cccc@gmail.com. So they will be sent out a bib, and the bib then will be something they can print out at home or something they want to put up. And they can put the person's name in, who they're walking for. We ask that they would share it on their social media page and add a donate button to the Cork Cancer Care Centre.
Brilliant. As I said, an absolutely brilliant initiative. Linda Goggin-James, General Manager of Cork Cancer Care Centre, thanks a million for joining me today.